This is the Amos 6, Facebook's latest salvo in the race to bring the internet to the entire world. Facebook has partnered with French telecoms company Eutelsat to share all the broadband of the Amos 6 satellite. You can see here the bits in dark orange are exactly where this particular satellite covers. So you can see just how sparse it is. Put all that together and the need for this technology is very clear.
We believe that connectivity is a human right.
The Amos 6 is the latest feature of a broader Facebook-led initiative called Internet.org, a project to connect the 4 billion people globally who still have no internet access. Behind the altruistic campaign is a clear business message.
If you're telling me that you're going to connect a billion people into Facebook that potentially didn't have it before, it's great that those people will have that access, but this isn't like water, right? I mean, this is something that you're absolutely going to be able to monetize, and I suspect that the people that are holding Facebook shares that want to be optimistic about Facebook will be looking at this very carefully.
The challenge of connecting remote areas like Africa has galvanized Silicon Valley into action. Google is building more than 1,000 kilometers of fiber for broadband in Uganda and Ghana, an initiative known as Project Link. And Microsoft is exploiting a new technology, the gaps between TV channels, unused spectrum known as white space.
We think TV white space is the type of technology that can help to get that last few billion people in the world connected.
Still, in the quest to provide internet access to that last few billion, space is emerging as a leading candidate. Elon Musk's SpaceX will be launching the Amos 6, and that's alongside Musk's own plan to launch a network of 4,000 broadband satellites within 5 years. In June, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic also announced it was funding SpaceX rival OneWeb to create a similar network.
In the internet space, we've moved very, very fast over the course of the past years. I expect that's only going to speed up, and right now this is the big shiny object. We should be talking about it.
Facebook's big, shiny object is still under construction, set to launch next year. A small step towards a new frontier for the World Wide Web.